Tavos quotes from Sachas Megillah that the practices that we read on Parshas Vaschanan after Tisha B'Av, we always read the Pesukim of Yeshaya, Shabbos Nachem, we read the Pesukim of Nechama. Many point out what is an interesting phenomenon, which is, and this already the Medrash is bothered by, but the Nechama we're talking about, Nachemu Nachemu Ami, seems to be a double act of Nechama. We find, the Maharsha points out in the end of Maseches Makos, a similar phenomenon when it comes to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara tells us, was there in Har Habayis, and he was able to offer a degree of comfort to those around him. The Gemara concludes, Akiva Nicham Tanu, says the Maharsha, we once again find that Nechama, comfort, often comes in double. Nachamu, Nachamu. And the question exactly is why? What exactly about it? Why go with a double Nechama? So some suggest the Radak, I believe, in his Perish and Sefer Yeshaya and others, that the double Nechama, so double sometimes just the meaning of, it's a way of strengthening, it's a point of emphasis. L'chazei ka'inyan, that we needed not just one Nechama, but after Tisha B'Av, Nachmu Nachmu, we needed a whole lot of Nechama. There is, I believe, an additional interpretation, or several additional Mahalchim, and many ways based on the Medrash. The Medrash tells us that the reason why we needed a double Nechama is because we had a double Chet Chatay Yerushalayim. There were two Chatayim, Laku B'Kiflayim, the punishments we had, the damage we had, were double, and therefore the Nechama we had to have were also considered to be double. What does that mean, that there was a double chet and a double punishment followed by a double nechama? What exactly is the message of that? So there are, I believe, a couple of different interpretations. The Maharal writes in the Sefer Netzach Yisrael that, you know, if a person sins and they aren't the most prominent person, they aren't the most holy person, they aren't the most elevated person. So a person who sins like that, says the Maharal, that kind of a chait doesn't reverberate. It's not the most significant chait in the whole world. The punishment need not be that severe, nor does a nechama have to be so great. However, says the Maharal, Klal Yisrael are elevated people. Klal Yisrael are people that are physical on the one hand, but also deeply spiritual, connected to a higher realm, connected to a higher world. And when the Jewish people sin, so their sin is more severe. Because we work in a higher level, so our sins are more severe. Therefore, the punishment is considered, has to also be more severe. But because we function on this level, says the Maharal, a level beyond, a level above, so when we finally get comfort, it's also a much more powerful form of nechama. It's a much more elevated kind of nechama. We function and live on a different plane. Therefore, the impact of our sins are different, but also the quality of the nechama, what we deserve, what we earn, what we get with that nechama, is considered to be far greater. The Lubavitch Rebbe in Sharei Moedim offered a different interpretation as to this double form of nechama. It isn't just l'chazei ka'inyan, point number one. It isn't just that our sin was considered to be more severe in a certain sense, and therefore the nechama also of a higher quality, because everything that takes place with Klal Yisrael happens on a level above, in more powerful ways, in a certain sense, like almost, it's like high voltage. The sins are greater, the nechama is greater. Rabbi Rebbe points out that if you look in the Medrash tells us also that the double lashon of nechama is nechama be'elyonim, nechama betachtonim, the upper world and the lower world. What exactly is going on? So against the Rabbi Rebbe, the Beis HaMikdash was actually two things. It was on the one hand a physical structure, but that physical structure, Chazal tell us, it was obviously also a place of enormous spiritual significance. There was a ruchniistic element. There was a shechina that was shora inside the Beis HaMikdash. So it was a physical structure, but it was also a spiritual structure. Also a spiritual structure. In a certain sense, the chait that we did and the punishment we had, we lost Beis HaMikdash. We lost not only a physical structure, we also lost a spiritual headquarters. We lost an elevated spiritual scene. And it was a Chorban Beis HaMikdash, a Chorban Kaful, says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, that it was a Chorban Gashmi V'Ruchni Bevas Achas. It was a physical and a spiritual that came together. And therefore, the Nechama, says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, is Nachamu Nachamu Ami, that we're going to get back both the physical and the spiritual, that we're going to be able to get back the Nechama of having the physical structure again, but with the spiritual. That's why the Lubavitcher Rebbe says, it doesn't say Nachamu Ami, Nachamu Ami. It doesn't say there's two separate stages. It's two Nechamas, which are really one. It's one Mikdash, but it's a Nachamu Nachamu. It's the physical and spiritual coming together in one building, which in many ways is part of the celebration of Nachamu Nachamu Ami. I think that this, on the one hand, relates to an important yesod about what we're searching for and hoping for in the Beis HaMikdash. In general, there are debates amongst Baalei Machshava about the relationship between our physical and spiritual realms, how much we are trying, on the one hand, to embrace, to remove ourselves from the physical, precious, only embrace the spiritual, or we really do value on some level the role of the physical. In many ways, the Mikdash represents the perfect connection, the Nachmu Nachmu Ami, the physical structure with intense spiritual significance. The world of Gashmias and Ruchnias can really come together in a very powerful way, and that is part of what we are celebrating with Nachmu Nachmu Ami, is the Nechama that we're hoping for, which will bring together physical and spiritual, and Nechama which we're hoping for, which is going to be able to elevate and bring together those two ideas. There is, I believe, maybe an additional component that one could suggest. The Chasam Sofer writes in Torah Moshe, in Parshas V'Aschanan, that the word Nachamu about Chorban Beis HaMikdash is actually somewhat surprising. Because Nechama, he says, we typically find when a person lost a close relative, in the context of death, we find the word Nechama. But where exactly is the death here? Where exactly is the death? Points out, you know, it's true even that we say in Eicha that we are Haisa Ka'almana, that B'nai Yisrael is like an Almana. There is a certain element here. But he says, but the Mikdash is coming back. The Mikdash, the third Mikdash is going to come back. So it isn't the same sense of like finality. Obviously, there's Tchis HaMeisim, but the same kind of finality that one typically has with the Nechama you need after Misa. But that's the Chasam Sofer, it's actually not true. Because there's a Nechama of the Chorban HaBayis, the Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash Sheni, we are never getting back. There's a Bechina of Misa, Haisa Ka'almana, Haisa Ka'almana. The Nechama that we're celebrating is not just bringing back the first or second Beis HaMikdash. Those are gone forever. What we're hoping for is a new creation called the third Beis HaMikdash. The third Beis HaMikdash, which is a celebration in many ways of all that we're hoping for. It's a celebration of having all of the milas of the first and the second with the perfection, which is going to be La'ol Me'ad. In that sense, the double Nechama is a Nechama on the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash. But what we're hoping for is not just L'chazek, that it be strong, not just that because we are elevated, it'll be elevated, not just a celebration of Gashmis and Ruchnias, but a celebration of an unparalleled Nechama, of a Nechama of a destruction of Mikdash, which is gone, of a Mikdash Sheni, which is gone, but striving for a Bayis Shlishi, which will have all of the milas of both in somewhat of a new creation. There's something always odd about Shabbos Nachamu taking place so soon after Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, a day that is so challenging, a day which is so hard, And yet, often when things are hard, it often is followed by a degree of nechama. It's followed by a degree of comfort. For the Radak, part of the comfort that we're embracing the Shabbos is just a very strong comfort. It's a very powerful gift from the Ribono Shel Olam. For the Maharal, the comfort that we have is that because our sins were great, considering who we are, and because the punishments were so great, considering who we are, so too Hashem responds and gives us enormous nechama. Considering who we are and what we really deserve, we're elevated people, and therefore our sins are so great, but therefore Hashem relates to us and gives us a karma also in that elevated sense to rise us up, to make us greater. For the Baba Cherebi, it's the loss was great in that we lost physical and spiritual, and the celebration we get of the Nechama is a combination of spiritual and physical together. That's what the Beis HaMikdash represents, the perfect balance of physical and spiritual that are able to come together in very meaningful and very powerful ways. And for the Chasam Sofer, the first Mikdash and second Mikdash, they're gone. They're gone. There's a finality that it conveys. There's a Nechama that we need, because Haisa Ka'almana, it's really gone. But just because something is gone, so we may have lost that, but what we're searching for is Nechama, which is far greater. And the double Nechama in a certain sense is because we are just getting back what we lost, but it's so much more powerful. It's so much more elevated and so much greater. We zocha to experience and to taste the power of the double nechama, of the comfort which takes place. But as Hashem, every single Shabbos Nachamu, to be able to experience that, to find comfort, and as Hashem Yisbarach, which bizocha, the ultimate nechama of Binyan Bayis Shlishi, of the merging of physical and spiritual, of Bnei Yisrael being able to retain and to go back to their true status as an elevated people, and being able to experience a mikdash with all the milas of Rishon and Sheni, and a mikdash which should be permanent. Thanks so much. Have a wonderful Shabbos.